Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, October 30th, 2014, Halloween Eve. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Hey, I'm out walking the dog. I don't think I've done that since I've audiobooed last. I know it's been about 6 months or so. Actually, longer than that, I think. But anyways, I just wanted to get back into it, start talking about the market again. I've been blogging lightly, mostly doing performance analysis of the Investor's Business Daily 50 stocks. And if you only invested in, you know, 5, 10, 25, or all 50 of the stocks periodically on a weekly basis on Friday nights as that index is readjusted, or monthly if you just reallocate it every month to see how it's done. And, of course, if you've been following the blog, following my entries, you know it's been extremely volatile when the market's in an uptrend. Those stocks tend to outperform like crazy, and when the market's in a downtrend, they also tend to underperform like crazy. So I'll do an update again this weekend of both the weekly and the monthly views. That's at themoneygoround.com if you're following, if you'd like to follow along at home. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about market seasonality, because tomorrow is the last day of the unfavorable season, at least officially the unfavorable season. You know what I mean? That's the sell in May and go away. Well, if you sold in May, tomorrow would be the day, or at the end of the day, or the first thing on Monday, would be the day you go back long and get bullish, right? Boy, we didn't have much of a correction this year at all. I think that's kind of 2 years in a row. It just didn't happen. We had a little bit of a pullback last month, and it was almost 10%, but the market's been such a V-shaped move up. It's been such an odd kind of year, and if you think about how things are globally, there's always been a reason to sell via Russia or, you know, the Middle East or what, Ebola. There's been all kinds of wall of worry things. But the bottom line is that those things weren't reason to sell the market earlier in the year. And even when they cropped up last month, it's kind of like, well, isn't this the same kind of thing that we had earlier in the year and the market didn't sell off, but now it is selling off? And the market had a big, huge run up until that time. But anyways, it sold off and bounce right back. Although, if you take a look underneath the seams, you see some of the social media stocks, the Facebooks, the Twitters. Some of those stocks haven't been, you know, doing as well on their earnings, or at least their future guidance. Some stocks like Disney, I mean, Disney sold off about 10%, and I don't know, it seems to be almost back to where it was. So maybe that was a buying opportunity. But anyways, if we're getting back into the first of the month strength, which, I don't think that happened last month either. So sometimes it's just a rule of thumb, right? It doesn't mean it happens all the time. Anyways, World Series, as a Dodgers fan, that's not good for me to see the Giants win at all. It was an outstanding effort by Bumgarner. It's great pitching, right? It was kind of Bumgarner versus the Royals. He did great. He deserved the MVP. I do tend to root for the National League, but I just find it really hard to root for the Giants. Or in the American League, if it was the Yankees. I just, for some reason, I can't root for either of those teams. Plus, the Royals' uniforms look suspiciously like the Dodgers' uniforms, so I could almost pretend, right? But then that would hurt, too, because they did lose. Anyways, hey, I just wanted to keep it short and get back into the habit of at least trying to audiobook. I've tried to do this a few times in the past, but I never end up publishing it. But we'll see. Going to try to do a little bit more going forward. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.